Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministry.
A lot of Christian people have just enough of God to make it to heaven. But when you have all of God, you have heaven on earth. I want you to know something, that in Genesis 33, the twins are back. The twins of Isaac and Rebekah. And that is Esau and Jacob. And Esau was a hunter, and Isaac really loved Esau. And it should have been Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But what happened, Esau didn't have the heart of God in him. But Isaac saw that he could take care of the tribe. He was a hunter. I mean, he was a tough man, boy. I mean, he could handle it. Jacob was like a mama's boy. He was always hanging around to fight with mama. And you should never love a child more than you love the other if you have more than two children, because that causes all kind of problems. And Esau was supposed to have the birthright and the blessing, but Isaac was blind and couldn't tell, and Jacob snuck in there under Rebekah's tutelage to go in there and get that blessing. And that shows you that Rebekah and Isaac didn't have that good of a marriage. If you think about that, they try to fool someone, but you can't fool God. And of course, you know the story that Jacob stole his birthright, and then he stole the blessing too. So Esau hated him. But you know, love lasts forever, but hate doesn't. You ought to write that down. It doesn't. Hate will wear out because it's Satan made. And eventually it goes by the wayside. But love is forever. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So now Esau is coming to meet Mr. Jacob, who has now become Israel. And thank God that he had just talked to God and fighting that angel. He said, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. Because Esau showed up with 400 men. It was payback time. But see, you got to understand, when hate sees the love of God, it destroys it. Love destroys it. And I want to read. In fact, we'll read a little bit. And then chapter 33, verse 1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaidens. And he put the handmaidens and their children foremost, Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph in the hinder part. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother. He was worried, because Esau could have killed everybody, children. And in those days, they did stuff like that. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. See, all of a sudden, when Esau came with hate and saw the love of God and the anointing of God on Jacob, that love destroyed that. All of a sudden, they were twins again. They were brothers. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God had graciously given thy servant. Notice that. Then the handmaidens came near, and they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all this drove which I met? In other words, he sent him a great, very phenomenal gift. He said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Notice he calls him Lord. He said, he's his servant. And Esau said, I want you to underline this in your Bible. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. Esau was a very wealthy man. He actually got most of Isaac's possessions. You see what I'm saying? Jacob's possession was won by hard work. But what Jacob did to Esau was wrong. So he had to work for his, even though he had the blessing on him. And God blessed him for doing that, for working. But Esau, he had an inheritance of Isaac. So he was a very wealthy man at that time. And he said, I have enough. I want you to understand that word, I have enough. And let me read that again. He said, what meanest thou by this drove, verse 8, which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto them. And Jacob said, verse 10, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou was pleased with me. That wouldn't have happened if he not met that angel where we wrestled with the Lord there. See, he knew God had changed Esau at that particular time. Verse 11, take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God had dwelt graciously with me, and because I have enough. Now, that's a mistranslation. Jacob did not have enough. Jacob had it all. Now, he worked for most of them, but he had the birthright. He had the birthright and the blessing, the ability to prosper. Now, they use the word enough there, but if you look in any original in the Hebrew, you'll say Esau had enough, but Jacob had all. And I love that. And let me read again, verse 11. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God had dwelt graciously with me, and because I have all. And he urged him, and he took it. Now, notice something. Just because you become friends again doesn't mean you're going to live together. Things change. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you may have some trouble and you reconcile, but that doesn't mean you're hanging out. You see what I'm saying together? Not that that's bad, but I'm just saying things change when things change. But the only way I can say that. I want to talk today, the difference, the title of it is The Difference Between Enough and All. There's a vast difference between enough and all. Now, when I said that, most of you think in finance and stuff. And that's true in one sense. But to have all of God instead of enough of God. A lot of Christian people have just enough of God to make it to heaven. But when you have all of God, you have heaven on earth. Now, that's the difference, see? To have when everything's going wrong, it don't make no difference to you because you're a generator. In other words, if things change and the electricity goes out and the economy goes nuts, your generator is cooking like as if nothing happened. That's the difference between having enough and having all. It's a big, big difference. And I want to talk about that. Write this down if you're taking notes. Now, why did he give him a present? Well, he knew he wanted him to receive that so he don't kill him. We understand that. But also, Jacob was a giver. But the word Jacob sometimes means rascal. I mean, he would cheat you if you watch him, you know, until God got a hold of his life. Look at what it says. First, let me read the point. Number one, there must be someone to receive in order that others may have the blessedness of giving. There must be someone to receive, not to take, to receive in order that others may have the blessedness of giving. One of the greatest things in the world is giving. But you can't give unless you have somebody that can receive. I'm not talking about taking now. There's a vast difference between a taker and a receiver. A taker is going to steal you. That's the old Jacob. Israel would be a blessing. Do you see that? Let me say that again so you can write it down. There must be someone to receive in order that others may have the blessedness of giving. Now, see, that's what I did yesterday. I had to talk my way into this person receiving this blessing. I came to give. I wanted to be a blessing. You see? But it could not be a blessing unless someone would receive it. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's what the church world or the secular world doesn't understand. Why do you people give to the church? Why do y'all give all that? Why do you give to these people? Because you want to be a blessing. That's all you want to do. You just want to be a blessing. See what I'm trying to say? They don't understand that. See, because the world's takers, they take from you. God gives to you. But you got to have someone that has the ability to receive so that the blessing of giving would be applied spiritually, physically, and financially. And this would happen to Esau when he said, he gave him a phenomenal gift. And he said, man, I have enough, my Lord. Doesn't make any difference. But he said, no, I want you to receive this. We're twins. We're back. We're brothers again. I want to be honorable to you and things of that nature. See what I'm saying? And he did because he said, I have all. Now, there's a vast difference. Let me say it again. Between enough and all. You know, when you have enough, that's good. But when you have all, that's heaven on earth. You may go to heaven when you got enough, but you need heaven here when everything else is going wrong, see? So write this down, contentment. Everybody say contentment. Contentment always surpasses riches. See, I don't care how much money you got or how less money you got. When you're contented, it surpasses all riches that you're able to be a blessing. Even poor people that can't hardly give because they are contented, they give. And a lot of people get mad at me. Man, you ought to keep that to yourself. You know what I mean? That church don't need that. That preacher or whatever, you might bless someone. That has nothing to do with it. You are contented. And Jacob, because he had all, had contentment. Now, he had to go through some rough fire, rough things to get to become, to be content. But he did it, see what I'm saying? Because there was something in his heart that he would reach out to God. You see, and when you understand, when you live a life that's not quite the way it should be, you're going to age a lot quicker. Even Pharaoh said, how old you are? Because you look a lot older than you are. And he lived way less than Abraham or Isaac. Now, you think about that for a minute. And at this meeting, and now it's not recorded, at this meeting, they met each other, they went their separate ways, still friends, still twins. Then they met again at Abraham's death. See, then they came together. But before, they couldn't have walked inside. I mean, Esau would have killed him and had the ability to do it. See what I'm saying? So let me say it again. I'm going to read that first point. There must be someone to receive in order that others may have the blessedness of giving. And number two, contentment always surpasses riches. See, when you're content, you don't really care about how much money you have because you have all. You blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Kathy says she wants all of me. She got to have my attention, boy. I mean, my God, if I get to look at the one, she goes, excuse me, over here. And I said, okay. I mean, not that I'm looking, I don't know. You know, and when I talk to her, she wants me to be looking right in her eyes. And a lot of times when I talk to her, if you ever get around me, I'll be looking off, or, you know, because I'm thinking about what I'm saying, but not, can't go, whoa, 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 she'll grab that. You know, she wants that, she, you know. Or if I look at something too much, she go, what are you looking at that for? I don't really know. My eyes rested upon it. Now, people, all the time, you know, during my birthday, I just had my birthday, and she said, what do you want? I said, nothing. I said, I'm so blessed beyond my wildest dream. Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, I have all. I have all here, and I have all there. That's all in all. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Ain't no such thing as running out when you have all. See what I'm saying? And when you understand that. Now, enough is, you got to remember, there's an end to the word enough. And if you lose one thing, then you don't have enough. So I want you to write this now. When you have all, you give up yourself entirely to God. See, now you think in finance, that's just one small facet of it. When you have all, you give up yourself entirely to God, and that is expressed by acts of obedience and devotion. When you see people in obedience and devotion to God's word, to God's life, they have all. When you have all, you give up yourself entirely to God, and that is expressed by acts of obedience and devotion. That's why I don't cut God out on my holidays, or they say overseas, a holiday or vacation, because I'm entirely devoted to the work of the Lord Jesus. That's why I'm not looking to retire, even though I can retire, you know, and fly off into the breeze or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But I made up my mind to do what? What? You can just fish so much. Now, some people could fish all day. I could preach all day. Well, they say, well, you're just a long-winded preacher. You're just a long-winded fisherman. How come you can stay in the boat all day and that's okay, but I can't preach all day? You see what I mean? So me and Kathy, we eat, live, breathe, sleep the anointing of God in everything of our life. When we used to do a lot of motorcycles, I love motorcycles, you know. Jerry and I went to heaven, but we'd fly. Me and Kathy's been on the back of a motorcycle from Destrehan, New Orleans, Louisiana, to Montana. That woman. Yeah, driving. And we didn't want real fancy hotels. We could have. We could fold anything we want. But we'd get a hotel where you could put your bike right there by the window. You could look at that if you could hear something. You know, make sure nobody touched that bike. And I'd bring chains and cables, and I'd hook it to the bumper in the hole that somebody would take that bike, you know. And we would have more fun. And people, one time, we would take the table and chairs out of the hotel, and we'd put it on outside. And we would, me and Jerry and Kathy, and me and Jerry and Carolyn and Kathy, and we'd play cards. I don't know, what's the name of that game she used to like to play? I don't know. you know, something like, I don't know, but she, you know. And people, they would come by and go, y'all having such fun. Well, actually, it was pretty cheap because gas was cheap. Motorcycles don't burn a lot of gas. The rum wasn't that expensive. It didn't make any difference. And we'd have some snacks and stuff. And we just would enjoy ourselves. They said, how could y'all do that? We had all each other's love for each other. Always giving each other compliments. Boy, that bike looked good. Glory to God. You think so? I'll never forget one time two Japanese ladies came by and went, oh, my God. Ooh, can I touch your bike? I said, just once. You know, they could be. I mean, they didn't have a dust on their bikes at all. So we'd wipe them babies off, you know, before we started out. You know what I mean? You got a reputation, you know. And we'd be clean. Now, Jerry was always cleaner than me. Lord Jesus. I mean, my God, if he had a purple trailer, he had purple towels. Me, I just had a rag. But not Jerry, he had purple towels, man. I mean, everything just matched. Why? Because he had all. I had enough. I was satisfied with the rag. He was not satisfied with that rag. He wanted it, and it looked good. And when he would take a towel to dry it off and put it over his trunk of the motorcycle trunk, you couldn't hardly see it because it was the same exact color. Now, mine was hung off the light, and it's just a rag. It's the wind blowing like that. He told me I had needed to step up. Praise God. I said, yeah, I guess I got to do that. See, you remember that cat? It's just such a blessing. Let me say the point again. When you give all, you give up yourself entirely to God. And that is expressed by acts of obedience and devotion. See, Abraham was very rich, but you hear him always doing something to be a blessing because he entirely given himself to God. Jacob finally gave himself entirely up to God, but he had to have a fight and have a limp all his life because of it. But by doing that, it changed the hatred of his brother. You see what I'm saying? And it's just amazing what happened and how God took what, because it was rough, buddy. Because when they were in Rebekah's womb, the Lord told you have two nations in you. Even though they're brothers, they think different, they act different, they're going to do different things. And of course, Esau was the firstborn. But then when Jacob was coming out, he grabbed Esau's heel, which meant that the elder would serve the younger. Now, that didn't happen in those days. It should have been Abraham, Isaac, and Esau, but it turned out to be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see what I'm saying? And when you understand that, and then when you get to all, you think, I really got it. You really think of something. No, what you really got now is the boldness to come boldly to the throne of grace with the peace of God, the peace from God, and the peace of God. And after a while, the money means nothing, even though it's in great supply. You see what I mean? After a while, it's just you and God and nothing else. And then God says, you know, and a lot of times God will tell you, he tells me this all the time, go play somewhere. Go somewhere. Go do something. He said, I'll go with you. And he does. I'm never by myself, see? So that's what I mean by entirely giving yourself up to the Lord. And that's known by other people by acts of obedience and devotion. Now write this down. To have all and keep all, you must serve the God of all. Amen. To have all and keep all, you must serve the God of all. See, is God all yours and you all his? Notice that. Let me say it. To have all and to keep all, you must serve the God of all. And Jacob did that and saved the nation of Israel because he had a boy who knew the God of all. And his name was Joseph. Now, he had them other boys that had a little Esau in them. But you know, sometimes you need an Esau. Somebody get in your face, you go, Esau. Esau come out there, how you want me to handle this? He was tough. And that's okay to be tough. There ain't nothing wrong with that. See what I'm saying? But you can be tough on the outside, but you must have a very wonderful, godly heart on the inside, and that's what Jacob had. Now, Jacob, he'd steal from you in a second. I mean, he was something until God got a hold of his heart. You see what I'm saying? So to have all and to keep all, you must serve the God of all. Write this down. When you have all, your past teaches you to trust entirely on the guardianship of God. See, there's a wonderful scripture in the Bible. So many people just don't understand it. As St. John 16:13, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he would guide us in all truth. You know what that means? I mean, if that means what it says and says what it means, then you're not going to make a mistake. Because you always talk about your guardian angel. How about the guardian God that created you? You see what I'm saying? Let me say it again. When you have all, your past teaches you to trust entirely on the guardianship of God. I always think about my past. And I mean, I had some tough times back there, but the Lord was with me, just guiding me to where he wanted me to go, what he wanted me to do.
I hope you're enjoying today's program. I want to tell you about this month's partner offer, the difference between enough and all. God doesn't want you to be satisfied with just enough. Enough runs out. But if you dedicate yourself entirely to the Lord, you get in position to receive all of his goodness, and that's heaven on earth. Do you hear me? Heaven on earth. Find out how to get it at jdm.org.
Hi, and welcome to Glorious Moments. You know, this segment is so precious to me. Every praise report we receive that tells us how God is reaching people and changing lives through JDM's many outreaches touches all of our JDM team here at the ministry. And you know, we're so grateful for partners who help us to make a difference in the lives of people everywhere, like these that I'm about to share with you. Let's begin with this. Your ministry is such an inspiration to me. You too give so much love to God's people. Pastor Jesse is so cheerful that there's never a dull moment when he's around. You too minister the word so clearly that even a baby can understand it. I listen to all of your boardroom chats. Love that. You know, it's so good to hear these great reports. Jesse and I are honored to spread the good news about our glorious God every way that we can. This next one says, Brother Jesse, you are a great blessing for the body of Christ. I thank God for leading me to listen to your preaching since 2020. I became a partner with your ministry, and my unsaved husband also likes listening to your teaching. To my surprise, he became a partner with you too. I am believing that very soon he will give his heart to Jesus. I love you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy. God's richest blessings to you, your family, and the team. And this final one reads, thank you for your prayer of agreement. My doctor felt a lump in my breast, and I was sent for testing 3 separate times. Each time, my husband and I and your ministry prayed for total healing. Each time, I was told that there is nothing there and there is no lump. Praise God for the power of prayer agreement. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing these testimonies with us. They build up faith and encouragement in people all over the world. Please keep sending them in. We want to hear from you, every one of you. I love you. God bless.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision-impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
I hope you were inspired by today's message. Remember this, when you dedicate yourself entirely to God, you have all of what you need, all of what you desire, and everything you could want to be a blessing to others. Now, I know that's a big statement, but that is simply the truth. That's what all means. And I am excited about it, and God has provided that for us. And I love my February offer. It's my new book, The February Offer. You got to get this. It's my new book titled Notes from a Vision Specialist. And that's what I am. I share my experiences and God-given revelations on vision. This book will help you make your vision real. To get your copy, go to jdm.org. And while you're there, get a copy for a friend. They will be blessed by it. I'm telling you, it's brand new. It's hot off the shelf. It will minister life to you. Partners, thank you for all that you do for this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so greatly appreciated. In all these years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. And it's amazing. People say, I just don't know how you do that. I don't. You do. God does, and then I do. I trust you, you trust me, we both trust God. It just works together, it just happens. And you know, and I decided if I'm gonna believe something, I'd rather believe in being blessed than believe in hurting and in poverty and everything else. So pardon us, thank you. And the hundredfold anointing is on my life. I'm telling you, the anointing increase, it's on me, and it'll come on you, and if you hadn't got it yet, get ready, it's coming. Pardon us, thank you. For every dollar you give, 100%. Goes into world evangelism. I'm proud to say that. Been debt-free since 1982. Now, how many years is that now? What, 42, 44 years, something like that? 42 years or something like that. It's such a blessing. I mean that sincerely. Thank you, partners. Nothing too small and nothing too big. We got so many different projects that are going on all the time. People say, but Jesse, you won't retire, will you? I don't think so. God always giving me something to do, and I love to believe. I love to live by faith. And I like to get things done. That's the kind of God we serve. Now, next week, I got a message entitled The Grace of Unity. Ooh, Lord, you're going to like that also. Remember, every day we are praying for you, every day. Partners, thank you once again for all that you do. And I mean that sincerely. Jesse the Planner from New Orleans saying, I love you. I really do. I'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse DePlanis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Hello, I'm Kathy DePlanis, Senior Pastor of Covenant Church, a local outreach of Jesse DePlanis Ministries, and I would like to personally invite you to come and worship with us. At Covenant Church, we are called to reach everyone with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are passionate about building strong families and faith-filled relationships. Services are Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. For more information, go to jdm.org/church. I look forward to seeing you soon.
That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. The only way you're going to get people to believe that Christianity is the religion and Jesus is the Christ is if we all come together in unity. Are you seeing that? That's the vision of unity. It's the fulfillment of that prayer.